born and raised out in Ontario in a small community called Bowmanville. She has dedicated her entire life to music, and it's been more than just a passion. She's got a bright future in front of her. She has just released a single that has gone crazy on the country radio charts. And Megan, thank you so much for taking some time to join us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Good. And I got to tell you, you've been busy. I know you've been on the go here, and this new single has really taken off, and that's just a testimonial to the hard work you put into it.
I mean, I'm you know, it's been a really great ride so far. I mean, it's really exceeded, you know, what I'd hoped for it, you know, for a first single. And, you know, we knew when we released it, it was a little bit different than what was out there, which could, you know, is a bit of a risk, but it seems like people are really liking it, and it's something that people have been wanting to hear on radio. So I'm really happy that I'm getting such great feedback for it.
And it's just one of those songs that it just stands out. And of course, the single and yourself, you're making a name for yourself since signing to Warner Music Canada, and so far so good.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a great ride, and you know, Warner's been amazing. They really are like family, and they've been so supportive and helping me, you know, in this journey of just kind of living my dream. It's been pretty incredible.
For those that are new to the country music genre or have not really gotten to know you that well, tell us a little history or background of yourself. Who is Megan Patrick?
Oh boy, well that's a lot of years to talk about. you know what? I've always loved music, and it's always been a big part of my life. You know, my family, we're all music lovers. My dad's a guitar player. My mom's a DJ in college. And we, in our house, it was kind of always, you know, TV off, music on. So, you know, and both my parents, you know, I grew up having a pretty eclectic taste in music for a kid my age. And I was exposed to a lot of different genres and, you know, and different eras of music, which I'm grateful for because I think it's kind of helped shape the musician I am now. And I mean, I think I was about 12 when I first discovered that I could really sing and that it was something that I really wanted to do. And I started taking lessons, and, I studied music. I studied jazz and opera, actually, post-secondary in university. And, you know, it was great. It gave me a good foundation as an artist and as a singer. And but I think for me, it wasn't I knew that neither of those genres were really my passion. And when I started writing, the genre that really spoke to me was country. You know, I just loved the way the songs were written, how they were just stories about, you know, everyday life, just regular people. And, you know, the little moments in life and then the emotions, the good and the bad, and also just sonically the instrumentation of it, you know, the steel guitar, the pedal steel, the banjo, the mandolin, the fiddle. I just love the sound of it all. So really just kind of found a home in country.
It's nice to know that you actually cut your teeth with a newgrass bluegrass band that I'm sure a lot of people don't know about called the Stone Sparrows.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? I owe a lot to one of my former bandmates, Sam. He grew up on bluegrass his whole life. You know, his father was a musician, and a lot of his cousins and family, they all played. So, you know, he grew up in jamming all the time, and he was the one who really introduced me to a lot of that stuff. And I, you know, he said to me, cause he heard me sing and play. And he was like, you should really listen to this and sing this. Like, your voice would be so well suited for it. And, you know, I think Old Crow Medicine Show was one of the first bands he showed me. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've been missing this my whole life, you know? And, I just kind of fell in love with it. And that sort of led me, that's sort of what eventually led me to sort of more mainstream country. Cause I mean, before that, I always loved a lot of really old traditional country. But you know, bluegrass is a tough genre to make it. You know, it's a bit niche. It's a bit hard for radio and stuff. So, you know, that's what kind of led me to want to go to country.
Is it fair to say that music has pretty much consumed the life and the world of Megan Patrick?
Yeah, you know, in a lot of ways it has. I mean, I was into a lot of sports as well, like through high school and then a little bit into university. I used to be a competitive snowboarder actually for a long time, and you know, music was always there, you know, no matter what. But you know, I eventually had enough concussions and broken bones and snowboarding to realize that not only was music kind of my real true love, but it was also a much safer profession. So
just a chance to network and get around and hang around the movers and the shakers of the business. I know your Grace and Grit CD is set to be released tomorrow. Let's talk about that. You went down to a few different studios. You traveled to a number of different studios here in Canada and the U.S., including Nashville. And what's the progress for Megan Patrick when it comes to putting out a project?
Well, I mean, it's been a couple years in the making. I mean, you know, starting with the writing, the songs. And I'm really proud to say that all the songs on the record but one are original songs that I've co-written. A lot of them were written in Nashville, a few in Canada, a few out in L.A. So there's a really great mix of I got to collaborate with a lot of different writers. There's a few repeat offenders on the record, a few pieces that I really found some great chemistry with. And, you know, it's just this record is just sort of a collection of my story, some of the things I've been through, and it's a little bit autobiographical about who I am, and I think it's going to be a really great introduction as to who I am as a person and as an artist and what people can expect from me. I think you'll get a little bit of flavor of all the sort of musical influences. You know, there's some of the stuff has a bit more of a rock edge to it. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's a bit more on the traditional countryside. There's a little bit of a bluegrass vibe. There's one of the tracks I did with Vince Hill and Justin Ebank, you'll definitely hear some of that bluegrass influence. So I think there's a little bit of everything in there, and I'm just really excited to see what people think and hope they connect with it.
Do you feel the need to cater to everybody as far as the different styles on the project, or is it just you pick the best of the best?
Do you mean cater to everyone in terms of listeners or the people I worked with?
Well, you said you got a little bit of a traditional styled sound on there. You got some bluegrass style sounds on the CD. So you've touched a little bit of different genres on the CD. Was that planned?
Yeah, I think that's a big part of who I am. I mean, you know, music has always been so important to me, and I've connected with so many different styles and different ways of expressing this musically. I wanted to kind of show a little bit of everything that matters to me, a little bit of everything that I connect with musically. And I think that we were able to do it in a way that it's still very cohesive. It's not too all over the map, you know? So I think in order to create a record that was unique and, you know, representative of me, that's kind of what needed to happen.
Good. Well, it sounds like you got all the perfect ingredients for the great CD that's going to be released tomorrow, Grace and Grit. What was it like working with Joe Nichols?
You know, I didn't really get to, we didn't get to record it at the same time. He was on the road at the time. We record it separately. But I was fortunate enough to run into him in Nashville a couple months ago at CRS, and we got to chat a little bit. And, you know, and I was, and I'm a big fan of his. He's got a great voice, and I was nice to be able to kind of see him face to face and say thank you for, you know, taking a chance on a rookie, I guess you could say, and sing a song. And he just said, well, you know, a good song's a good song, and he's happy to do it. So I'm very grateful he was able to do that for me.
Yeah, that's so cool that he would come in and lay his tracks down for your project. Is going to be a nice little highlight to the resume there. Now, tell us about what's on the plate here for the next little bit, because the single's doing very well on the charts. The CD's coming out tomorrow. What's your schedule looking like?
Well, right now, basically, I'm just going to be getting on the road soon. I got a couple shows coming up locally here and sort of in the Toronto area. I'm going to be back down in Nashville for a little bit, doing some more writing with some other artists. And then when I get back, I'll just be kind of kicking into summer festival season. I'll be, kind of all over the place. I've got AMT Music Fest coming up, Cavendish out in PEI, and then Ottawa Blues Fest. And then I'll be out west. I'll be at the Stampede, which is a really big one. I'm going to be opening for Lady Antebellum at the Saddle Dome. So I'm really, really excited about that. That's huge. And then I've got sort of my local, well, it used to be in my hometown. It's moved a little bit further away, but I've got Boots and Hearts. So lots of really fun stuff coming up.
So really no time for any snowboarding at all.
Oh, well, no, but I will manage to get some fishing in there the odd time.
You gotta
make time for fishing.
Indeed. I want to thank you for your time, because I know it's very precious right now, and you've been doing all the media blitzes. And congratulations on the new project, Grace and Grit. It's going to be available tomorrow. Where can we find that?
Well, you can find it right now. You can actually pre-order it on iTunes, and when you do, you'll get Bound Chicken Wawa, my current single, as well as the title track, Grace and Grit. You can also order it on my website and get a hard copy if you'd like, and you can also get a package deal with your own Bound Chicken Wawa t-shirt. And it should be in local music stores as well, so lots of places you can get it.
Well, keep doing what you do, Megan, because it's going to be a great ride, and we enjoy everything so far to this point. And keep writing, putting that pen to paper, because you're a great songwriter, and it comes out in your work. And we're looking forward to the new project. And the single itself is doing very well. Before we let you go, I need you to tee this song up, how you came across it, what's it about. Let our listeners know.
Okay, Bound Chicken Wawa story. Well, basically, you know, Chad and I sat down and we were just kind of talking about, you know, where I grew up and you know, what life was like and the people I grew up with. And, you know, it's a lot of kind of blue collar guys I grew up, you know, farm boys and construction workers, guys in the trades. And I just, you know, I have a lot of respect for those guys. And, you know, you give me a guy in steel toes, Carhartts, and a hard hat, and you know, I'm a happy girl. That's the kind of guy that makes me say, Bound Chicken Wawa. So there you go.
Short and sweet and to the point. And when you mention the name Chad, I should tell our listeners, you're talking about Chad Kroeger of Nickelback fame.
Yes.
And he's a big producer these days. So that's who,
yeah,
who you've been working with.
And a big
with.
Country fan, too, actually.
Big country fan. A lot of people don't know that about Chad, but he loves his country music.
He sure does, yeah.
Megan, all the best, continued success, and when you're through Saskatchewan again, please drop on by our studios and say hi. You're always welcome.
I will, for sure, and thanks for playing my song, and thanks for chatting with me.
Let's do it now. Here's Bow Chicka Wow Wow, Megan Patrick on The Source, 620 CKRM.